Brother Joy put his on me and he asked me, he said, "Do you want to wear the headset?" I said, "If I wear that headset, you'd have to throw it away. Because it would never fit you again." If you got your Bible, take it and go with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. If you don't have your Bible, you're more welcome to sit behind Miss Becky's because she got a Bible that's got this large print in it. Amen. And you can probably see it like six rows back behind her. Matter of fact, I asked her before she came in. I said, "You got your Bible?" She said, "I do." I said, "Good." So, Hebrews chapter 12, we're going to start in verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." I'm going to stop right here for a minute, take a time out. Where he says author and finisher of our faith, the author part is the originator. Finisher is the perfecter. If you underline your Bible, I'd underline that verse. If you don't underline your Bible, see me at church and I'll underline it for you. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to get up here and to share your word. Lord, I just want you to use me today, Lord. Just hide me behind this pulpit. Lord, just give me the words to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I come in, somebody seen I had this on. They asked me, said, "Brother Wayne, you preaching?" I said, "Nope, I'm not a preacher. Sometimes I don't even feel like a teacher. So I'm just going to be a speaker. How about that?" I'm going to start with this illustration. In November of 1991, how many of y'all like basketball? Yeah, me neither. But anyway, in November of 1991, there was a game between the Chicago Bulls and the Denver Nuggets. The only thing I liked about basketball was Michael Jordan. I thought he was pretty cool. But anyway, with 5 seconds left to go in that game, Michael Jordan goes to the foul line. It just so happened there was a rookie on that team playing for the Nuggets. And his name was Dikembe Mutombo or something like that. But anyway, Michael Jordan steps up to the foul line. The Bulls are winning. There's 5 seconds left. He looks over at Mutombo. He says, "Hey, Mutombo, this is for you." And he closes his eyes and he goes back and he shoots the free throw and he makes it. I looked that up and they got this top 50 moments of Michael Jordan. And this was like number 26, I think, on the list. Very impressive. He actually made the free throw with his eyes closed. Me, I couldn't make it with my eyes open. But anyway, and I got to thinking, I said, as great as Michael Jordan is, what if he'd have missed that shot? Would people make fun of him? Would people still think he's the greatest? But he didn't. So I also got to thinking, us as Christians, a lot of times we get blinded by stuff. Or we approach stuff with our eyes closed, so to speak. Even though Michael Jordan made this free throw shot with his eyes closed, us as Christians, we don't need to keep our eyes closed. So I've entitled this little lesson, I'm going to call it, "Keeping Your Eyes on the Prize." And I got a couple of questions. Number one, are you focusing in your prayer life? Number two, is focusing on the Lord a struggle for you? Number three, is there something holding you back from God? Number four, are you easily distracted in worship? Number five, do you remember the times when you used to be on fire for God? Once you start losing the presence of God, you have to turn your attention to the great prize. Speaking of myself, this is a daily battle for me. Too many times I find myself off the beaten path in my daily walk with Jesus. It's not that I try to or I want to. It's just I'm just easily distracted. In fact, I told myself, I said, I'm going to have an easy day at work today. I'm going to study this lesson. And every time I'd sit down, I'd get to the title, and I'd get a phone call. I never got past the title today, and I'll sit down to do it 6 times. I said, well, God's got it under control. I'm not doing it anyway. He is. Moral is, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And even though I said I'm not preaching, I do have 3 points with a bunch of little sub-points. So y'all going to like that. Number one, when you're focused on God, you will not focus on anything else. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Many of us struggle with so many things, and many of us are being weighed down by the trials of life. If you would just focus on God, you will understand that these things are just so little compared to Him. Why do you think God tells us to be still? When we're not still, our mind is going to be filled with so much noise from the trials around us. Sometimes you have to run and be alone with the Lord and be still before Him. Allow Him to calm your fears and worries. Me and Jennifer, we've had this conversation several times. She asked me one time, she said, when you pray by yourself, she said, do you pray out loud or do you pray to yourself? I said, I pray to myself a lot of times. She said, I can't do that. She said, if I pray to myself, she said, I'll have a thought come in here and a thought come in here. She said, for too long, I forgot what I was praying about. I said, I can see that. I said, but now it don't bother me to pray to myself. She said, well, I pray a lot going to work. She said, I'll cut the radio off. She said, I'll just pray to God. And I got to thinking, I said, if people ride by you and see you talking, they're going to think you are crazy. But I actually tried it on the way home to work from work today. I said, hey, I may do this more often. I was so more focused. God is who He says He is. He is our shelter, our provider, our healer, our strength. When you're so focused on God in the midst of trials, that shows a heart that trusts in the Lord. Nothing can scare a heart that trusts in the Lord. But you must focus on God. There are many times in your life when you sit and worry. But instead, why not pray? You sit and worry. Some of us do it all the time. When that worry comes on, how about pray? Be still. I believe this is one of the main reasons why people struggle with depression. We dwell on the negative, and we let those thoughts simmer into our soul instead of seeking our God. The best antidote for worry is worship. Be still. Pray to your God. Don't let them thoughts enter your head. Number two. In this life, and in America especially, there are so many things that seek to distract you. I may not get a lot of amens here. I know of people personally, and I've been accused of it myself, that love to play video games. Now, I don't play them as much as I used to, but I know there's some people that do. But there's also other things that can distract you in this world, like a cell phone. I remember my first cell phone, all you could do was call. You couldn't even text on it. And you couldn't tote it nowhere neither. It had to stay in your truck. But now cell phones are it's a mini computer that you can hold in your hand. And a lot of times, I just talk to me because a lot of times I've done this. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you grab your phone. So let's see who texted me last night while I was asleep. Then you go through all your text messages, and the next thing you say, let me check Facebook. See what's on Facebook. You go through here and you do that. Then the next thing you do, you may download a Candy Crush or something. So you're just going to sit over there. I said, I'm going to play it for 5 minutes. I'm going to get my free bonuses. I'm going to get off. An hour later, you're running late for work. In doing that, you ain't thought about God not one time. I've been accused of it. I've done that. Get lost in your cell phone. Sometimes we just need to put them down. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 through 24, Jesus said it is hard for the rich to enter into heaven. I don't have anything to worry about. In America, we are rich. In some countries, they may consider some of us millionaires. All these lights, electronics, and luxuries are meant to distract us. Even TV can be dangerous at times. It can make our love for the Lord grow cold because it can be so addictive. When you're driving down the road, you're not going to focus what's on behind you. You can't drive down the road like this. Although, unless you ride with Logan. That's extremely dangerous. In the same way it is extremely dangerous to focus on the things of the world. You will be hindered. You will not seek the Lord with all your heart because you have to keep on looking back. I encourage you just to forget the past. Sign off of Facebook. Turn the TV off. Stop hanging around those that are hindering you. And fix your eyes on Christ. Allow him to lead you more and more to him. You can't do God's will while you're continually looking back. Number three, think about Christ. What are your thoughts being filled with? Is it Christ? We have to make war with our thoughts. Our mind loves to dwell on everything. But God can remain there. When my mind dwells on something besides the Lord for a long period of time, I can become weary. Let's pray for help with keeping our mind focused on Christ. Like I said earlier, I'm easily distracted. It don't take much to get my mind off anything, especially if it's food. I love to eat. Number four. When you're not focused on God, you will make mistakes. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. God constantly tells his people to remember my words, because our hearts are bent on going our own way. When you're focused on the Lord, you'll be focused on his word. If I let Wayne do anything to try to control my thoughts, 95% of the time I'm going to mess it up. Because I'm human and I'm fleshly and I was a sinner saved by grace. When you start to lose focus, you stop making war with sin. Your discernment will be off. You're slow to do God's will. You become impatient. And that's something God works for me daily, to be a patient person. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We must be on guard and be strong in the Lord. But how can we be strong in the Lord if we are not focused on the Lord? Get into the Word daily and be a doer, not a hearer. How can you know God's instructions if you are not in his Word? The devil's out to get all of us. Even playing softball, he'll try to get us. He's definitely at Walmart. No matter what time you go to Walmart, they always got one line of them. Number five, don't give up. Stop trusting your circumstances. Just trust in Him. He will not forsake you, never. Be still and wait on Him. God is always faithful. Put your focus back on Him. Philippians 4:13, I love this verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. As long as I keep my eye on Him. Keep my eye on the prize. So then I got to thinking, I said, what are some ways to keep our focus on Jesus? Number one, the company we keep. How many of y'all ever heard the saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch? Whether you're at work, whether you're just hanging out with friends, whatever you're doing, you can be easily influenced by the people you're hanging around. Now, we all have to work. That's understandable. I do my work and I try to stay to myself most of the time, but times I can't. But I had to pray to God, said, God, help me through this day. Just help, because a lot of the people I work with, they're not saved. A lot of the people I deal with on a daily basis are not saved. But I had to pray to God, God, help me through this day. And He does. Number two, a way we can keep our focus on the Lord, the music we listen to. Now, I'll go ahead and tell on myself. I've listened to every kind of music there is, from country to rap to regular rock and roll to hard rock to Christian to contemporary Christian to gospel. I've listened to it all. I always used to say Wayne's like the rolling DJ. I had like CD cases like this, just full of whatever you want to listen to. It didn't matter. I listen to any of it. But music, I don't know about y'all, but music affects me greatly. I could be in a good mood and a country song come on about somebody left somebody or something, and I'll just be down. I'm like, man, why am I listening to this? Or if a hard rock song come on, and I'll be wanting to run through that wall. You know, it just affects people differently. Me, it just does it all the time. But positive side of that is great gospel music can do the same thing. It can help you keep your focus on God. I listen to I sit in front of a computer most of the day, and I have this app called iHeartRadio. On iHeartRadio, you can listen to anything you want to. But I choose to listen to, some of it is the newer Christian music, some of it's the older Christian music, but every time one of them comes on, if I like it, I hit the like button. If something comes on I don't think I need to hear, I hit the thumbs down button. It won't play it no more. But all day long, you walk by my desk, and that's what's playing on my computer. I do that because that helps motivate me. It helps me keep my eyes on Jesus. A third way that we could help keep our focus on Jesus is fasting. Now, fasting kind of puts our body and our minds back in check. Most people, when you think fasting, they're thinking about eating. There's things I need to fast. I need to fast eating too, but there's things I need to fast more than just that. If you ask my wife, she'd probably say one of them's Facebook. Wait about 4 months, she'll say it's football. So, but fasting, the things that's going to take your attention away from Jesus, try to fast from it. Get away from it. The number four way that we can keep our focus on Jesus is prayer. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. He's our go-between. We have Jesus on speed dial. Anytime that we want to talk to Jesus, no matter where you're at, if you're driving down the road, if you're at work, if you're at home, if you're out in the yard, hey, get alone and pray. It's not that hard. I promise you, he'll hear you. And the number five way that we can keep our focus on Jesus is reading God's word. This Bible right here is not just a book. That is the living word. Most of the time when you pray for something or pray for guidance, that's how you're going to find it. He's going to show it to you. He'll show you in the Bible. Stay in God's word. That's one of the things I've been praying to God about to help me do more is to stay in God's word. And now we got it so, it's so easy to get God's word now. I keep a Bible in my truck. I keep a Bible on my dresser. And I got like three Bible apps on my phone. So anytime I want to read God's word, I have no excuse. I got a Bible just anywhere I turn around. It's just sometimes my focus ain't on Jesus, it's on something else. And it don't cross my mind to open up God's word. Then I got two things where it says benefits of keeping our eyes on Jesus. Number one is our family. For all you that's got kids, especially if you got little bitty kids, kids pick up on everything you say, everything you do, the way you act. They see it. Now, they may not tell you. Like if you do something today, they might come up to you right then and say, hey, you done this. But later on down the road, they will. Especially if it's something that you may have got mad about something and you didn't know nobody was around. Later on, they're going to bring that back up because they seen that. But if we keep our focus on Jesus, we ain't got no reason but to walk straight, to be in his presence. Our kids need to see that. Because the world we live in today, there's so many things. When I was a kid, I was talking to a guy today. He was talking about, he said, somebody cut my cable TV off. And he said, I ain't got all the premium movie channels. I said, man, when I was a kid, we had three channels. And the night the president come on, you might well go to bed. Because you couldn't watch nothing. If it stormed outside, you couldn't watch nothing. And half the time, I didn't get to watch TV anyway because my daddy would make me go outside and turn the antenna. You go out there and you turn it, and he said, all right, stop. And you let go of it, and it go back fuzzing. He said, turn it again. You grab it. He said, all right, don't move. He said, the 6 o'clock news is on. As soon as it goes off, you move. So kids, they think they got it made. I never thought I'd use that. Anyway. Another thing that can benefit on us keeping our eyes on Jesus is our church family. Back to the kids. There's kids that's on this property right now whose parents don't come to church. There's some that's on this property, their parents have probably never even been in a church. I used to be one. My kids used to come here with Jennifer's mom, and me and Jennifer would use that time on Sunday to go walking or go to Walmart or do nothing, just have a break from the kids. So when we're in here and we're sitting up under the Word and we're hearing preachers preach God's Word, those kids are hearing it. The ultimate goal is they can take that home to their parents. Say, hey, guess what I heard today? How about this? Just keep your eyes on Jesus. And now I'm going to share an example of one person in the Bible that didn't keep his eyes on Jesus. Now, there's times that things are going to come up and we're going to lose sight of Jesus every now and then. But this guy here in the Bible, he's a prime example that even though he lost sight of Jesus, he still went on to be a great man in the Bible. It's in Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 31. This happens right after that Jesus fed the 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And he's going up to pray, and he tells all his disciples to get in the boat. And then a big storm blows up. Starting in verse 28, it says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" I like what it says at the beginning of verse 31. It says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand." If Peter would have kept his eyes on Jesus, I don't know how far he'd have walked on the water. But he didn't. He got scared of his surroundings or his circumstances or worldly things. And he took his eyes off Jesus. When he did, he began to sink. But the great news is, Jesus didn't get mad that he took his eyes off of him. He reached his hand down there and saved him. He picked him back up. We need to have faith that as long as we look to the author and finisher of our faith, we're going to be just fine. And I thought of this and I said, me, myself, I said, I'm going to promise to do my best to pray for each and every one of you to keep your eyes on the prize. In return, I ask that you do the same, not only for me and my family, but also our preacher and his family. And then also for our church. That we could all keep our eyes on Jesus. Could you imagine how church would be if every day we always kept our eyes on Jesus? Could you imagine how great this country could get if we get our leaders to keep their eyes on Jesus? I think it would be awesome. And I'm going to close with this story that I found. It's about this father. He said he's going to try to teach his son a valuable lesson, and the name of it says, "Don't take your eyes off of Jesus." It said this father and son, they was walking through this freshly snow in the wilderness. And the father stopped, and he seen this tree about 50 foot ahead of him. And he told his son, he said, "I'm going to walk straight to that tree." He said, "Then when I get there, I'm going to turn around, and I want you to walk straight too." So the father took off, looking toward that tree. And he was walking. Then when he got there, the father and the son could both see that his path was perfectly straight. So, the son, not wanting to fail the test, looked at his father and began to walk. He was walking toward that tree. Then he looked down to see where he was stepping, and he stepped off to the left. Then he looked back at his father to get back on course, and he straightened back up, and he looked down again, and he'd step off to the right. And then finally he got over to where his father was And they both turned around and looked, and they could see his error where he had messed up. See where he had failed. Then his father explained. He says, "Son, as long as you're focused on me, your tracks were straight. The moment you took your eyes off me, you got off track. The key is keeping your eyes on the goal." So it is in life. There's one primary goal, and it becomes the heart and focus of your life. It will be the key to eternal success. The goal is following the Lord. If we are to have a straight walk with Jesus Christ, we have to look to him as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We have to look to him and not take our eyes off him. When we are lured in by the weight and sin of the world, which clings so closely, we take our eyes off him. But when we keep our eyes on him, he will keep us right on track to where we need to go. I seen that and I said, that's awesome. Like I said before, that's my prayer. That not only me, not only my wife and my kids, that we keep our eyes straight, focused on Jesus. But I pray that for everybody in this church. That we can focus on Jesus. Let him lead our way. Like I said, driving a car, don't look behind you. Just look forward. I had a guy tell me one time that I asked him one time, I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Man," he said, "I feel like I'm on top of the mountain." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Me personally, I said, I don't never want to be on top. Because when you're on top, there's only one way to go. That's back down. I always want to be on that steady climb up. Not looking behind me where I've been, but looking ultimately one day where I get to join Jesus in heaven." So like I said, my prayer is that we could all just keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Not saying that every now and then we ain't going to slip up, because ultimately we are. Because that's who we are. But when you do, always remember, Peter took his eyes off Jesus too. And just as soon as he started sinking, Jesus reached down there and picked him up and saved him. Do the same thing for us. He's not going to forsake us. We're his children. He knows that we're not perfect. He knows we're going to fail. All he asks is, keep your eyes on me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this day. Lord, just thank you for allowing me this opportunity, Lord, to get up and share my heart. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that maybe just one soul was touched in here, Lord, and maybe something you're speaking to someone, Lord. Lord, if not, I know you spoke to me in studying this. Lord, I just pray right now for my family and our preacher and his family, Lord, and our whole church family, Lord, that we could try our best and just focus on you. Don't look in the past. Don't look at worldly things. Lord, just try to get rid of the clutter that we know that's going to cause us to stumble and get off the beaten path. Lord, that we just can stay steady and stay straight. Lord, never look behind us, never look down, but always looking forward and looking up to you. Lord, just forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.